ladies and gentlemen, get yourself together for the
That's my boy, Mr. A on the other side of the mic. How's it going, Mr. A?
What up?
What's up? I can hear you fiddling around. Fill it with your phone, buddy.
You feel me fiddling around?
Fiddling your phone. It's myself, Mr. B. You're listening to the ROTPOD from Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505, man.
In the 505.
505. I'm on the west side of IABQ. You're on the east side, right?
Yes, sir. The southeast side.
Southeast side. What? Walmart it. Tweet it. Facebook it. Instagram it. Rot pod it.
Good one, man.
As one of our listeners says on the Twitter, Shane Lewis, seize the day, Rot Pod, seize the day, rise and grind. That's from our Twitter, one of our Twitter followers, buddy.
What up, Shane?
What up? Shout out to Shane.
The big Shane. What up?
Big cheese. And it's one of these cool memes. It says, when you're stressed, you eat ice cream, cake, chocolate, and sweets. Why? Because stressed, spelled backwards, is desserts. How's that for blowing your mind, buddy? Did that blow your mind?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Number 101, my brother, number 101.
101,
101.
Can't wait till we get to 505.
Cool.
We're only 500 away.
Yep, 504 away, huh?
504-0.
All right, let's check the weather in Albuquerque. Weather in Albuquerque.
Damn, it's B-Man. What's going on?
I don't know, man. What's going on? It's not talking
Google
to me.
Letting you down.
Yeah, it's not talking to me no more.
She had enough of you.
Enough, huh?
Yeah. Nothing, not a zip, zelp.
Nothing. Let's try again one more time. Ready? Weather in Albuquerque. Nada. What's going on?
Oh, she's mad at you. She don't like to be on that anymore.
Yup. Oh. How's it going, Mr. A? How's it going? How's your week's been doing?
Oh, my week's been going good, man. Been pretty busy. But it's been going.
Busy.
Busy.
Here's busy.
Oh, I talk busy. Weather in Albuquerque. How comes that?
Damn, it's a B-Man. Weather in Albuquerque.
Weather in Albuquerque.
It's 26 degrees and partly cloudy in Albuquerque.
There it goes.
Okay, all right. She's back.
I had to text her.
Did you read that quote about being stressed out?
Being stressed and eating desserts already.
Tell her it's okay.
It's okay, yo. 26 degrees, man. It's cold.
Cold out there, man.
Go outside and freeze your face off. Yep. And I think all this week it's going to be 52 tomorrow, 57, 43, 54. Man, it's going to be cold all this week and next week.
Yep. 50s. It's going to be freezing balls, man.
50s, and then in the evening it's going to be 20s and low 30s.
OMG,
son. Time to wear them jackets. Oh. Bring out them jackets from the closets, from the storage.
Bring it all out.
That's what she said. Oh,
cool. Man.
Let's get this started,
hey,
boy.
Stop it.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Get Samsung. It. Samsung Project Beyond. That's what it's called. Project Beyond.
Yeah.
It's a camera to capture 360-degree 3D video for the Gear headset.
Oh, shit.
And what they want to do is with this is put this camera in places all over the world to where you could see 360 degrees around you. Just like if I have one of those cameras here and you have the Samsung Gear virtual reality headset.
Mm-hmm.
You could see inside my house with the headset because it'll use the 360 degree view of this camera.
Oh, bam. Man. Phone, just like that.
Just like that. So it'll be pretty cool. You know, like they want to put this all over the world. So whoever buys a Samsung Gear virtual reality headset, they'll be able to pick a camera, which one they want to look at and just look around and see what's around you.
Ew, that's not cool. What if they see something you don't want to show?
Maybe. But not like people's houses, but maybe like museums and outside, like those monuments and stuff like that.
Oh, sightseeing?
Sightseeing with the camera. You could just sit on your couch and be all over the world.
All over the world, man.
Yup. That'd be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would like that a lot.
where would you want to look at if they had this camera somewhere and you had the virtual reality headset? Where would you want to go?
In the world's deepest cave.
Man, that would be throw one down a cave, huh?
Yep. I mean, checking it out down there.
Yeah, I mean, if the connection was good and all that, you know, just to put it anywhere, it would be cool to throw it somewhere, put it down somewhere, and where no human can go, and you'll be able to look around crazy.
Put it in anywhere.
Put it in anywhere.
Oh.
Remember that movie?
Put it in my mouth.
Remember that movie? The caves where those three ladies, they go inside the caves, they go and then they meet all these crazy monsters, they try and kill them. Do you remember the name of that movie?
I don't watch bedtime stories.
It's a bedtime. It's a it's a cool movie.
Just kidding, man. I haven't seen. I don't know what kind of movies you're watching with three ladies going in the cave and finding monsters.
I forgot what that movie was called.
Damn, is it B? What are you watching over there?
What are you watching? This movie came out a while back, too.
Let me in on some of that action.
All that action. Yeah, start speaking about action and movies. Do you remember the movie we went to? You invited me to, buddy?
Yes, sir, I do, man.
It's a free movie, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh, son.
How did you like it? How did you like the movie?
I liked it a lot.
And he does say that in there, right?
Yep.
He does say that in there. And these guys are back, Dumb and Dumber. Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, and it's just as good as the first one, I think. It's not better, it's not worse.
I thought it was better.
You thought it was better?
Yep. From start to finish, I liked it a lot.
Start to finish, you just laugh, huh?
Yep.
It's pretty cool how they, well, it just shows on the poster where they're jumping with their doggy van. And they do get the...
Yeah, I thought they were going to have that doggy van all through the whole movie.
Yeah, but they do...
Spoiler alert,
they do get to drive the doggy van, though.
Yeah, why'd you have to go and say that, Mr. B?
Because it says on the... It's already on the poster. People will look at it.
No, but why'd you have to say it wasn't through the whole movie? Yeah, you said it again! Stop it, man, stop it.
And then, what else was in the previews?
Don't.
Oh, that,
stop
where
it.
Where he says, Heidi's at 12 o'clock.
Don't do it.
It's 3 hours away. Why can't I look now?
I didn't expect that to happen.
That, the one that showed in the preview?
No, what happened after that, then said, after they said that, what they did afterwards.
Oh, okay. Crazy, crazy.
Yep, it's too funny, man. I give it 4 thumbs up.
Four. I give it 4.5 rock pot stars, buddy.
Yeah, just 4.5? 4.5? What the half?
4.5 out of 5.
There ain't no halves.
4.5 out of 5, buddy.
It's either 4 or 5.
Nope.
Tabs, I give buddy. It a 5.5.
5.5. He still comes after doing, 2 decades.
Brought you your favorite candies. Come on, Lloyd, you gotta get over her. Mary Samsonite was just a girl. That's it, kid. Come on. Spit it out. God, yeah! Wait a minute. So you mean you have been faking for 20 years? Mm-hmm. And it was all for a gag?
Yep.
That's awesome!
So inside, we'll get the nurse to take the catheter out of me.
We don't need nurses for that.
But don't you have to...
No!
Yeah. This movie comes out this Friday, huh?
This Friday, man. This The 14th. Yep. That's too awesome, man.
Are you going to watch it again?
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to watch it again. Front row seats again.
Yeah, so I would, this movie's good. Recommend it. Watch it. Watch it big.
Yep. Watch it up.
Yeah, see what else is coming out. Foxcatcher. It's a new movie that's coming out. The Homesman. It's coming out. Rosewater. Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. Your boy, Kirk Cameron, buddy.
Kirk Cameron.
And another one's called Beyond the Lights, chick flick. So I guess just the one popular coming out this weekend is Dumb and Dumber 2, opening Friday.
Oh, son.
And then the one that came out this past weekend was Interstellar, Big Hero 6, Ouija, Fury, John Wick, The Book of Life. There's just a few of the ones that are already out in theaters right now, buddy.
Yeah. Can't wait to go watch that movie again. I definitely go watch it again.
Which one?
The Dumb and Dumber one, man.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Mrs. B and Little B, they went out to the theaters, and they watched Big Hero 6.
Oh, nice. How was that?
Yeah, they said it was pretty good.
Nice. I want to watch that one, too, especially take my little girl with us.
Yeah, and she was saying that I would have to watch it.
Oh yeah,
because there is some movies that they do watch, and that I don't care to watch, but this one they want me to watch just because it's real good.
Good enough to get you a recommendation for show to go watch.
Yep, Big Hero 6.
Nice. Well, you know what I go recommend you go do right now?
Which one?
Well, not right now, but not to go watch something, but to go look at something. Go back to the Biopark Zoo. Because a chimp gave birth to twins, son. Go check out some new little monkey chimps.
Little monkeys.
We go check out the little monkeys, man. The little chimpanzees.
Go say to somebody, hey, you want to check out some little monkeys?
That's what she said.
Oh.
Show you some little monkeys?
Show you little monkeys. So just two? Just two monkeys?
Yep, twins.
Twins, man. How do you know they're twins?
Twins! How do you know they're twins?
Yeah.
They wouldn't say twins if they weren't twins.
I thought all monkeys looked the same.
Monkeys, they all look the same. They look similar.
How do you tell the difference?
By their face.
By their face.
By how much hair they have.
By how much? Did they give them their names? Did they give them their names?
Yep. One of them is called Alf. A-L-F.
Alf.
Yep. And the other one is Elaine. Elaine?
Elaine and Alf.
Yep.
The zoo. Check them out.
Both Elaine and Alf were among a group of chimpanzees the Biopark Zoo received in 2003 from the Colston Foundation and Alamogordo. So, the Elaine. Oh no, Elaine. My bad. I'm sorry. Elaine is the one that gave birth to that one. Is the 38-year-old chimpanzee. My bad.
So you don't know the other the other twin's name?
Yeah, no. I thought that was what I thought that's who they were. But Alf is the suspected father, which is only 27 years old. Oh, he knocked up a 30-year-old woman.
Oh, cougar.
Oh, cougar alert.
So I guess they didn't give the monkeys names, huh?
Yeah, no, not yet. That's why you have to go to the zoo and check it out for yourself.
Check it out and give them a name.
Yep, go give them up a name, man.
Alf Annie Lane, sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G, son. First comes love, second comes marriage. And I don't know the rest of the song, but who cares?
Something, something, baby carriage.
But it's not as awesome as this. Kirk, this guy, he's a former Lobo guy. Alex Kirk.
Yeah.
Former Lobos UNM guy. He was drafted to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah, from UNM?
Yes, sir. And he got a salary cap of $507,000.
What? That's like half a mil, huh?
Yep. Now he gets to play with LeBron James and Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving and all the Cav fans.
That's worth it, huh?
That's definitely worth it. And almost sneezed. He played in his first game the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, and it played against the Grizzlies.
How did he do?
And he did pretty good.
He scored some points?
Doesn't give his stats. I'm trying to look for it, but it doesn't say. But Cleveland ended up losing, though, to the Portland. Oh, no, was it the Grizzlies? My bad. Damn it. Stand corrected. Stupid picture. It was the Portland Trailblazers. They lost 101-82.
Oh, because they put him in, that's why, huh? Just kidding. They put him in, that's why they lost. They were ahead, then when they put him in, they lost.
Yep. Damn it, Kirk. And
what was his name?
They put me in my place, Kirk said. I'm a rookie. I know my role, but that's never been an issue with me. If that's going with Joe Harris and getting Starbucks in the morning, hey, that's my role for the team right now. It's just playing the rookie role and playing that right, doing all the little things that help the big picture.
Yep.
So he doesn't mind being a Starbucks go-getter.
Starbucks go-getter and grabbing LeBron his new shoes when they come out, right?
Yep, spit shining up them new Nikes.
Them new LeBron James 2-3s. Awesome.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome. Well, not only that person was the only Lobo guy who was signed to an NBA, was also Drew Gordon, who also was a former Lobos team, who signed his first contract with the 76ers.
Nice. So two of them out of last season?
Yeah, this past Monday on November 10th, 2014 at 11:55 a.m., son.
Pretty good.
He signs his contract with the 76ers.
What was that guy's name? Kirk? Alex? Alex Kirk?
Alex Kirk, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Pretty good. Do you want to see what Google says about him?
Go for it.
Alex Kirk.
According to Wikipedia, Alex Ryan Kirk is an American professional basketball player who currently plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers of the National Basketball Association.
Pretty good. He played college basketball at the University of New Mexico.
Yes, sir. Also Drew Gordon, too. And he played 6 preseason games with the 76ers, and he averaged 7.8 points, 4.2 rebounds, and 15.9 minutes. He shot 64.5%.
Pretty good.
Yep. So Gordon and his older brother Aaron Gordon, the 4th pick in July's NBA draft by the Orlando Magic. The elder brother told the Journal in July his younger brother's success renewed his focus to make it in the big leagues.
The big leagues out at UNM?
Yes, sir. But sadly to report, the 76ers are now 0-7.
It's because of UNM, that's why.
Yup.
It's all because of them. Yup, yup. And speaking about hoops, a gold-rimmed basketball hoop, yours for just $995.
Damn, gold hoop?
Gold hoops, all made out of gold.
Damn, strict gold.
24-karat
all
gold
these,
rim.
All these UNM players, the five former UNM players should go get a gold rim.
Gold rim. Says gold, yep. Gold is best.
Yep, Drew Gordon's, Danny Granger, Tony Shell, Cameron, Brian Stone, and Alex Kirk. All these former Lobo players should go grab a gold rim, son.
Gold rim for $995.
Yep, that's like pocket change to them. They should go try it out.
Would you play with the gold
rim? Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Five Lobo guys all got picked in the NBA draft.
That's tight, yo.
That's real tight, man. But you know what's not tight?
What's not tight?
Lobo woman suspended team captain indefinitely. Miss Ebony Walker. Miss Walker, a second-year Lobo who graduated from Sandia High, was arrested Tuesday night. This was last Tuesday. After she pushed her boyfriend, then threw a knife at him at her Southeast Albuquerque apartment.
What was her name again?
Ebony Walker.
Ebony.
Yep, she was only 22 years old, and she told police she was angry because her boyfriend was calling her teammates behind her back.
Oh.
Oh.
It's like Wu-Tang says, I got your back, but you best to watch your front.
Oh. Sucker.
Sucker. Ebony's a sucker.
She yep, straight up sucker.
She got played, yo.
She got played real good.
Well, these
That's
new
crazy man.
These new albums can be played. Mm-hmm. I was trying to look into the deals to see what deals are next. But so far this week, Taylor Swift's new album is 99 cents in the Microsoft Music deal store. Microsoft Music store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So earlier I was trying to find a way to get in and to check it out, but for some reason I couldn't really figure out a way to look into it real quick.
But then, so her album is only 99 cents.
So her album is only 99 cents. Yeah, and it's only for a limited time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then throughout, I don't know how long they're going to be doing it, but the Microsoft Music Store is going to be having deals every day or every week. Weekly music deals. It says weekly.
Oh yeah, cool.
So it'll be either 99 or it says Microsoft is planning to offer 101 albums for $1.99 or less.
Mm.
So if you do have like a Windows phone, or you can, I should have looked on the Xbox because you can get music from your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I should have checked my Xbox, but yeah, you can buy it through the Xbox or Windows phone or I guess if you have Windows 8, I don't have Windows 8, so I don't know if you can get the app in there. So, but if you know what I'm talking about, the Microsoft Music Store, they'll be having deals every week for I don't know how long.
For I don't know how long.
But yeah, that Taylor Swift album barely came out, and it's only 99 cents now for a limited time.
Oh yeah, like there was I forgot what that movie title was called with Keira Knightley and the guy who plays Bruce Banner in the new Avengers. What's his name? The
Bruce Banner guy? The actor for Bruce Banner?
What was his name? You know who I'm talking about there, right?
Yeah.
He also plays on 13 going on 30.
Mark Ruffalo?
Is that his name?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo. He's the one that plays, yeah. He plays the Hulk in the Avengers, huh?
Yep. Anyways, him and Keira Knightley, it's a movie they make, and it's about that guy, we say Mark, his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a music producer guy, and he goes out trying to find some new people to sign to his record label, and he finds Keira Knightley, and they go make an album out in the streets of New York City without having a studio, and they're trying to sell it back to the studio, but they're trying to change all kinds of things and trying to cheat her out of her money, saying that she's only going to get paid 10% of whatever they make, and yet she made the album herself. She used She didn't use her studio. She didn't use the record label's money or nothing to produce any of this. She didn't use any of their help and whatnot. So she didn't want to be cheated out of her own money for it. And at the end of the movie, she ends up signing off, selling her entire album for only a dollar.
Oh, have any seen
it?
It
was
this?
A pretty good movie. Huh?
And you seen this?
Yeah, I seen it. I think it was last weekend or 2 weekends ago. I watched it. It was pretty good. But yeah, they make a whole album, and instead of being cheated out of her money from the record label, she goes and sells it for a dollar.
Begin Again?
Begin Again, yes sir. That's what it was.
So Begin Again, yeah. Keira Knightley and
yep.
Mark Ruffalo. Cool, so yep. you recommend
I give
this
it
movie?
I give it 4 out of 5 Rock Pod stars.
Yeah, son. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes sir.
Man, deals are going to be happening all, I think, did you hear about Black Friday deals coming out from stores now?
I heard a quick commercial about it, but I didn't really pay attention to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's one that I found, Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's bad about it is Best Buy is going to be opening its doors on 5 p.m. on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to eat and head over there if you want to get some of these deals.
You have to eat and head over there?
Because it opens at 5 p.m.
What does eating have to do with it?
Thanksgiving Day, buddy.
So?
But this 50-inch Panasonic is going to be $200.
Damn! 50-inch Panasonic?
Yep. And this low brand name, Android tablet, Digiland, 7-inch for $39.
Oh, snap.
And then Blu-rays are going to be $10 each.
Oh, man, definitely going to fight over that.
Yep. Beats by Dre is going to be $80.
No way. Which one, the earphones or headphones?
The headphones.
The wireless or with the cord?
It doesn't say.
Well, look for it. I want one of those, man. I love Beats Audios, man.
Yep. Then the GoPro Hero 3 is going to be $250. Oh, that's only $50 savings. Never mind.
Hey, you still save $50.
Still save. Then Xbox One and PS4 games are going to be $20 each.
Xbox One?
Xbox One and PS4 games?
No, Xbox One.
Xbox
One. Does that go on sale?
Xbox One is going to go on sale. They're having one. With the Kinect, it's going to be $430, and then without the Kinect, it's going to be $330.
Oh, okay, so like $70 saving?
It's going to be, yeah.
Without Kinect?
Yep.
Cool.
That would be good if you don't want the Kinect to get it for $330.
I would do that.
That would be
pretty good. Go spend my rent money on the Xbox One. I'll worry about the late fee next month.
Worry about it. YOLO.
YOLO.
I just came across this one. Another Android tablet. 10-inch for $70.
10-inch? Oh, I think I'm going to have to go hit up that one.
Yep, tablets. And not only Best Buy, but other stores are going to be having tablet sales too for Black Friday.
Oh, son. Daddy's going to come home late for dinner that day.
They should have called it Black Friday. Now they should call it Black Thursday, huh?
Black Thursday.
Black Thursday. Yup.
That's crazy. I can't wait for Black Friday, man. It's going to be off the hook. Off the chain.
Off the chain, buddy.
Yes, sir. It's going to be so crazy. But not as crazy as this border protection officer who delivers a baby.
What?
Yep. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the Presidio's Port of Entry near Big Bend Ranch State Park in Texas
had to perform
the rare duty of delivering a baby boy on Saturday, this past Saturday.
You said duty.
Duty, son.
This past Saturday?
Yep, he said, it has been a long-standing tradition of U.S. Customs and Border Protection to welcome U.S. citizens when returning home from abroad. However, it is a rare occasion when we have to have the opportunity to welcome a new citizen into the world. Said John Deputy CBP Presidio Port Director.
Director.
It was about 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
Welcome, U.S. citizen.
Welcome.
And then they put a microchip in the baby.
They did it. Yep. Mark of the beast, son.
Mark of the beast.
Man's gonna unleash the beast later on.
Unleash the beast on the U.S.
Unleash the beast. Like this guy, this man, he gets 2 years for trying to rob Sky City Casino. Sucker. Mr. Stephen Paul. He's 51 years old. He's a Laguna Pueblo, was sentenced Wednesday for 24 months in federal prison, followed by a 3-year of suspension release for attempting to rob a Sky City Casino teller booth with a BB gun.
With a BB gun? Like a rifle-type BB gun or like a handgun BB gun?
It doesn't say. It just says BB gun, son.
You think it was like a rifle-type or a handgun?
I think it was like a handheld gun. One of those, almost at C-3PO. Damn it.
Just to fool them.
CO2s.
Huh? Yeah, just to fool them that maybe it's like a real gun, huh?
Yep.
Please.
But, yeah, please, that was crazy.
So give me all your money, sucker.
Give me your money.
Right now.
Yo. And I was looking at the next story.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go out rolling off track real quick. And on the side of the story, There's this link where it says, this is why we cry when we're happy. Ever wondered why we cry when we're happy, laugh when nervous, or scream when we're excited? The answer, according to researchers from Yale, is that it's a way of allowing people to restore emotional equilibrium and keep their intense feelings under control.
So you cry to keep your emotions in control?
To keep your emotional equilibrium, yep, and to keep their intense feelings under control.
Damn. What if it's not in control? What's gonna happen? You don't cry.
Then you, instead of crying,
die.
You die. Maybe. We should ask a scientist, huh?
Dang, you should Twitter him up.
Tweet it.
Facebook him.
Yup. And everybody knows Call of Duty, right?
Call of Duty, yup.
And Super Mario Brothers, right?
The
Guinness World Records has named these two the best ever video game series.
Yeah. That's for show. For sizzle.
Call of Duty Mario. Best series ever.
Yes. I say so myself.
I do agree. I do concur.
Yes, sir.
And that's, I think, awesome. There's a quick list of other series going down the line. Want to go through them real quick?
Hurry!
All right. Next one is Pokemon. Next one's Angry Birds. Next one's Final
Fantasy. Angry Birds.
Final Fantasy. Need for Speed. Mario Kart, League of Legends.
Let me cut you off real quick.
Yeah.
Let me cut you off quick, but because you mentioned Angry Birds, I played an Android game of Angry Birds with the Transformer theme.
Have you tried that one? No, I was going to go for it. What do it?
No, that's pretty cool. I like it because instead of using like the screen and you pull back and you let them fire away.
Yeah.
With the Transformer one, it's a little Optimus Prime looking guy, but with the Angry Bird face, and you run across the screen, and as you're running, you have to shoot down the piggies. You have to shoot them down as you're running. Then you run all the way across like this long stretch, and then you have to hit down as many of them piggies you can hit down, and then at the end, you jump inside of a spaceship and you take off, and the level's over.
Oh, was it fun?
I liked it. Shoot, but my phone ran out of space, so it stopped working.
Oh, okay.
My phone sucks. It only has an internal storage of 1 gigabyte. And on top of that 1 gigabyte, there's already all the storage for the system files.
Oh, okay.
So it only leaves me available of like, I don't know, like
just
3/4
bit,
of a gigabyte. Yeah, it's like, what? Then I can't even save any apps or nothing to my SD card either.
Oh, okay.
It sucks. Anyways, okay, go ahead. Continue down the list, man.
League of Legends, Borderlands, Metal Gear, and these are all in order. So it's like from the best to the worst series. Sonic the Hedgehog, Counter-Strike, Kingdom Hearts, Last of Us, World of Warcraft, Witcher, God of War, Bioshock, Resident Evil, Batman, Gears of War. Ooh, Batman beat Gears of War.
What?
Mass Effect, Portal, Saints Row, WWE. Man, Little Big Planet's way down the list. Lego, the Lego games, Mortal Kombat, NBA 2K, and Just Dance. Just Dance is the last one.
Nobody likes dancing no more.
Dance, dance, dance. When you said dance, the first thing that came to my mind was a Napoleon Dynamite, remember?
Mine is Bad Grandpa. I mean, Bad Grandpa. Grandma's Boy. Dance, Dance Revolution.
Grandma's Boy, that's a good movie, huh? Do you have it?
Yep, I do.
Maybe I should borrow it, buddy. I want to watch it again.
Hey, go for it.
I only watch it when it's on TV.
Take your ROTPOD mobilized.
Yep.
Come this way right now.
Right now. We'll pause it.
Right now.
Take a break.
Nobody will know.
And then, again, here's another game story. The greatest video game bosses of all time. Ready for top 10?
Go for
Starting
it.
Starting from 10. Master Hand from the Super Smash Brothers series.
Oh.
Do you know what hand they're talking about?
Yes, sir. It's a big old white glove.
Yeah.
I hate that hand.
Number 9 is a Nemesis from Resident Evil 3.
I don't think I ever played that far.
But
to get to the Nemesis guy.
Oh, okay. Number 8 is Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I never played that game.
Should ask a Texas kid about that one, because he's into Final Fantasy.
Texas kid, what up?
What up? Shout out Texas kid.
What up? What up? I love Free Birds. What up?
Birds.
Sorry, I haven't checked out Book of Life. Sorry.
And then, blah, 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 blah. Speaking about Book of Life, Mrs. B and Little B, they watch Book of Life also.
Oh, how was that one?
They said it was pretty good too, but not as good as the Hero 6 one.
Hero 6?
Yo.
I say Free Birds better than all of them.
Free Birds.
Yes, sir.
What does that guy say when he's trying to copy him? You, that way, now, or something. So you guys go that way now. And he goes, go, you, now, or something. He just says it in a different way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody, what does he say? I don't know. Something about getting inside the hole. In the hole, everybody now.
You know.
I don't know, man. You know, though. You know. You remember.
Yep. But when I was naming the games off the list, and you kind of like, when you had something to say, you know how you made that sound? Like, blah, 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 like that? I think that should be our signal to say, I got something to say.
Gobble, gobble, man. It's Thanksgiving time. You got to think turkey.
Blah, 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 blah.
Free Birds. They're trying to get themselves off the menu.
Yep.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
What if pizza was the Thanksgiving tradition?
Man, pizza. Then we wouldn't have...
Just think about it.
Pizza would... You would only eat pizza every once in a while then, huh?
Yep, pizza wouldn't be as big as it is now. Maybe it would have been turkey every day.
Turkey, yep.
Maybe instead of it being Pizza Hut, it would have been Turkey Hut.
Oh.
No.
Instead of Domino's, yeah. It'd be Turkey Nose.
Turkey Nose. Have you ever heard of the turducken?
Turducken.
Oh.
turducken nose. Turducken. What else was
turducken-ness. It? Turduckiness.
Pizza 9. Turkey 9.
Turkey 9. Daddy likes that one.
Daddy. He's still, still saying daddy. What was I going to
say? Okay, anyways. Top 10?
Oh, top 10. Number 7, Dark Link from The Legend of Zelda.
I've only tried that on the 64 back in the day. I never really got into it. I tried it like a couple levels, then I ended up not playing it anymore.
Dark Link. Number 6, Big Daddy, BioShock.
Hey, I didn't know I played in one of those.
Yep, number 6, Big Daddy. Number 5, GLaDOS from the Portal series.
I never played Portals either.
Me neither. Number 4, Darth Vader from the Star Wars series.
Darth Father.
Darth Father.
Yes, sir.
Yup, yup. Did you hear that?
Hey! Speaking of Darth Father, I used his phone, remember? I wonder if he remembers me.
You used his phone?
Yeah, I remember that time I went out and I did the ROTPOD mobilized
status.
He's all breathing down my neck, asking for his phone back.
Yeah.
Like, hey, get off me, man. Here's your phone back.
I wonder if he's listening, huh?
Probably is listening.
Shout out.
What's matter for you, man? Shout out to Mr. Darth Vader.
Number 3. Oh, easy, buddy.
Damn it, get off of me.
Hey, what was that guy's name? The remember how you were beatboxing?
Tom Thumb or Tom somebody.
Tom Thumb.
I think it was.
Yeah, Tom Thumb. This guy's pretty good, huh?
Was it Thumb?
Yeah. Tom Thumb.
Oh, man, it's making my body move. Oh, now I'm shaking it.
Oh, son.
Shake it down.
This guy's good, huh?
Yep. I'm shaking my head like Night of the Roxbury.
Inside, this guy's bad, man.
I got my duck face lip on.
And now,
good guy, Tom Thumb.
Shout out,
Tom Thumb, ROTPOD.
Damn, that'd be so crazy if we got him to do on the Rock Pod.
Yeah.
Damn, Mr. Thumb, come on to the ROTPOD, man.
Then beatbox for us.
Beatbox it up.
Yep. Number 3.
Do it big.
Or number 3, buddy.
Oh.
Number 3, King Bowser Koopa from the Super Mario Brothers series. Bad guy.
I used to hate that level, man.
Just takes the princess and runs away.
So many lives.
What a fool.
So many lives.
I posted a video on the YouTube of the infinite lives. Remember on Mario, the first Mario, where you, when the turtle's coming down the steps and you just time it right and you just bounce up and down on the turtle?
Yup.
I posted a video on that and doing that. The good old days, buddy.
The good old days. Back in the day when I was young.
When you were youngin'.
When I was younger?
Youngin'. A youngin'.
Number two.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Number two, the Joker from the Batman series.
The Joker.
Joker.
I never met the Joker.
Jokery.
Jokery. I never met the Jokery.
The Arkham Asylum from the Batman game.
Mm-hmm.
I do have it on the 360. And throughout the game, you meet him several times. So different several times. There's like different not really puzzles, but you gotta try and figure out what he's up to.
So figure out his game plan.
Figure out his game plan. Yeah. So in that game, throughout the game, you meet him several times.
Man, you meet up with the Joker, eh?
Joker, eh? He laughs. It's a cool laugh, man. Cool, cool laugh. Number one, Ganondorf from The Legend of Zelda.
Man, Zelda again. I don't know Zelda.
Zelda. Yup, yup.
Making me feel all lonered out now. I want to play Zelda. Meet these crazy characters.
Don't be a loner.
Don't be a loner, eh? Like the Joker, eh?
Joker. Yup, yup. All right, brother. I think this is the number one, 101. I mean, there's still a lot more. There's a lot more topics, a lot more things to talk about. So I think we better do another episode tomorrow. You down?
Do another episode?
Yep.
Big, man. Do it big.
Do it big.
For sure, man. There's still all kinds of stories to talk about, man. Let's just do a long one.
Want to keep going then?
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. Alrighty, go for it. Your turn. You got a story?
Yes, sir. Ammunitions go off during a Carlsbad house fire.
In Carlsbad?
Yep. Carlsbad firefighters had to back away from a house fire as ammunitions inside the home went off.
Like that?
Yes, sir. Yep. The fire chief, Rick Lopez, reported that it was more of a problem that the nearest fire hydrant was some distance away, and that the fire truck had to go back and forth to retrieve more water to fight the fire this past Tuesday.
Shout out to Rick.
Oh, son, Rick got it done.
Rick got it done.
Yep, all the home's occupants escaped without injury, and a dog went missing during the fire, but was later found hiding under a bed without any injuries.
Shout out to Rick.
Oh, Rick got it done.
Rick got it done.
Ricky Rick. Ricky Rick got it done.
Wiki Rick.
But damn, all kinds of things are happening in Carlsbad. Like the Carlsbad Police Department building was evacuated.
What?
Yep, the whole building has been evacuated due to a container with flammable and explosive acid at the front of the building.
Acid.
Yeah, a man in a red truck brought the container to the police department to ask officers for help disposing it. Officers said that the building 602 West Mermon Street has been evacuated, including dispatchers, because of the hazardous nature of the acid.
Oh, son.
Huh?
That's not good, son.
I know, man. All these Carlsbad news, man. It's just cray-cray.
Carl's Jr., son.
Carl's Jr. is setting up the whole thing in Carlsbad.
Carl's. It's all Carl's fault, man.
I know. That's crazy.
I wonder if he went to UNM.
That's cray-cray. Also, in, sampling detects contaminations at nuke respiratory in Carlsbad. A pair of air samplers at the nation's only underground nuclear waste respiratory detected low levels of radioactive contaminations after workers restarted one of the fans at the facilities in the southeastern New Mexico, officials said on Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, this was actually on November 6th, Thursday, that they were talking about it. But at no time were employees, the public, or the environment were at risk, said the Department of Energy's Carlsbad Field Office. So, yeah, the radiology released in February contaminated 22 workers and forced closure of the plants. Yup.
Yup. all because of Rick. Shout out to Rick.
Ricky Rick.
Cool, cool.
So, yep, Ricky Rick did it big.
Get it big. He plans to get it big in 2015 with Showtime, because Showtime, everybody knows the movie channel Showtime, they're planning to follow HBO with their cable-free streaming. So I guess it's now HBO and Showtime. You'll be able to subscribe to them and be able to watch their shows without having to have cable or satellite. Bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Do you know any shows from Showtime or HBO?
No, I don't. I really don't.
I guess one of the popular ones is Game of Thrones.
I've always heard about it, but I never got into it or watched it, or I've never even seen an episode of it.
Yeah, so I guess if you're into that, you wouldn't need to subscribe to cable or satellite just to watch it now. You could just subscribe to Showtime or HBO.
Oh, that's cool, man.
So it'll be something like a Netflix type?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Pretty soon I'll be saying, hey, you got HBO? Say, yeah, I got a full $10 a month. Yeah, pretty soon.
So all HBO shows will be on that network or that streaming live thing?
Yeah. And then Showtime's going to have their own, too.
Cool. Awesome.
That'd be pretty good, huh? If you have different networks and you only choose the ones that you want and just pay for them every month.
Yeah, because they're about $10 anyway when you sign up with the regular satellite or cable company.
Yeah, so if you get it just
some of them, I think DirecTV is actually $15 a month for HBO.
Sometimes they have deals, and sometimes I think they're regular like 15 or 18. But when they have deals, that you know when they try and get you to sign up, it's like $10, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy guys.
Sometimes it's also three free months and then back up the price or something. It's like,
whatever. Whatever, like, man.
Whatever. That sucks. Whatever. At least it doesn't suck as bad as this Navajo woman pleads guilty to child abuse charges.
Ooh, boo you, lady.
Yeah, boo you. A 27-year-old Navajo woman who was allegedly fell asleep at the wheel while driving drunk, injured an infant, has pleaded guilty.
Snap.
Crazy stupid Lorena and Yazzie.
She's in jail now?
Yo. Yep.
Keep her in jail, man.
Yeah, man, keep her in jail. What's the matter for you? All them Yazzies, man.
All them Yazzies. Man, so she's driving.
Under the terms of the plea agreement, Yazzie will be sentenced to a term of probation to determine by the court her sentence. Sentencing hearing has not been yet scheduled.
So she was drinking and driving with an infant in the ride?
Yep, and she fell asleep.
Man.
It's crazy, man. Stupid lady. It's also stupid like this other lady.
These ladies are crazy.
I know, Miss Lynn Green. She was 34 years old. Woman performed sex acts on a 7-year-old boy.
What?
Yep, an Albuquerque woman photographed herself engaging in sex acts with a 7-year-old boy and told police she couldn't promise not to do it again.
Pow, pow. Pow, pow. Pow, pow. Pow, pow.
I know, stupid lady. Police were called Monday, and the husband explained the couple was separated and were in the process of getting divorced.
So they just wanted to interview the husband?
Yeah. On Monday, he found 3 of 4 pictures of his wife performing various sex acts on a child.
Stupid lady.
Yep, the photos were from September. The husband told the police that about a year ago, he and his wife were very drunk, and she told him he had engaged in sex acts with a child before. He said he didn't believe her because they were drunk.
Oh.
And then, yeah, stupid lady. She said she told the boy she needed special time with him, then asked him if she could take the photos for the man she met online. Stupid boy agreed, and she told him something bad would happen to him if he told anyone.
Man, that's crazy.
Hey, stupid boy. But you stupid lady, more stupider lady.
Stupider lady. Makes me sick.
What's wrong with these ladies today?
Yazzies.
Them Yazzies and them Lynn Green stupid ladies.
What's her last name?
Lynn Green?
Lynn Green? What about the first names, both of them?
The first name was Gwenadine?
Uh-huh. Then what about the other one?
Oh, man. Huh?
Then what about the other one?
The other one was Lorraine Yazzie.
Lorraine and Glenadell.
Yep. Glenadell and Lorraine. Stupid ladies.
All the Lorraines Stay home. And Glenadells of the world.
Yep. Hey, but it's also like this this other guy, Mr. Ricardo Martinez. Stupid man. There's an award out for him, a $500 reward for him. Mr. Martinez is described as 5'7", 120 pounds, and has brown eyebrows with brown hair. He also has numerous tattoos on the right arm and neck. He is considered to be armed and dangerous and violent according to the prior criminal records. This guy is 20 years old and has been identified as a suspect in the shooting deaths of two teenagers whose bodies were found October 25th south of Santa Fe, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest.
Ooh, 5'7", 120 pounds, brown hair all over. Find him.
Yup, and he has open counts of murder with a $2 million cash-only bond.
Crazy.
Yep.
So this guy's a real skinny dude, huh?
Yep, he's a real skinny guy, man. Even them ladies out there can go take him down.
$120, I'd say. $120 when wet.
This guy, man, this 20-year-old $120 heavy guy.
Yeah.
Miss Lorraine Yazzie and Gwenadine Lynn Green should go catch this guy. They like little kids.
They like little. Oh.
No. Aggressive little kid. They'll go catch this guy. You'll get a $500 reward. You'll both catch him. You get $250 each.
Yo.
$250 each.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Just like how Gallup had New Mexico's highest violent crime rate in 2003.
Oh, 2003?
Yep, this past year. Yep, according to the numbers released Monday, Gallup, a city of 22,000 outside of the Navajo Nation, saw a total of 463 violent crimes in 2013, an 11% increase from the year before.
Oh, so this is from 2013, not 2014?
No, not this year. Last year, 2013.
Oh, did it say is it ranked or one of the worst or?
It just says one of the highest violent crimes.
Oh, one of the highest, huh?
Yep.
Man, it's because of the city. Glenadale and Yazzie lady.
Lorraine. Yep. Gallup also had the state's highest property crime rate of 10,306 per 100,000 residents, as AP analyzed shows. Analysts, property crimes, which include larceny and auto theft, spiked nearly 15% in Gallup.
Gallup, G-Town.
Gallup, all the way up there in Gallup.
Yep. That's why
people... Up there in the G-Town.
Just making the Gallup City worse than, what am I trying to say? They're making it look bad.
Damn, making the Navajo look bad. Stupid Lorraine Yazzie. What's the matter for you? It's gonna be proud of where you come from.
Lorraine and Glenadale.
And stupid G-Towns, what's the matter for you guys?
Yeah.
That's not how Navajos are, okay?
But shout out to Rick out in Carlsbad. What?
Oh, at least it's not as crazy as these stupid Sandians Sandia Lab misused federal contract funds.
What?
Managers at one of the nation's primary federal laboratories improperly used taxpayer funds to influence members of Congress and other officials as part of the effort to extend the lab's $2.4 billion management contract. The U.S. Department of Energy Office of Inspector General said in a report this past Wednesday.
So they used money that they were getting to get more money.
Damn, yep.
It's like taking out a loan and then taking that loan to another bank and taking out a bigger loan.
Yep. We believe that the use of the federal funds for the Department of the Plan influenced members of Congress and federal officials too in prevent competition was inexplicable and unjustified, the Inspector General said in its report. But that's crazy, man. Just because all these other colleges were getting all these funds and stuff to help medicines and stuff, I bet that's what they're trying to do, to just get more money and end up just using it for something else.
Yeah.
So, hey, how come this college got so million billions of money, and how come this college got another 200 million, and this college over here? How about us?
What about me, man?
You don't think I care?
Sandia, Sandia Labs?
Yep, that's just crazy. It's crazy, like, the temperatures in metro areas, they're going to be dipping into the 20s. Albuquerque will see its coldest nights of the year. Thick winds from Canada that are bringing freezing temperatures into the metro area.
Yep, and we're feeling that tonight.
Yes, sir, they're going to dip around 28 degrees, where areas in the valley along the Rio Grande might get down to the 22 degrees.
Oh, it's like below freezing, too.
The highs on Thursday is expected to be about 50 degrees with winds from the south from 5 to 10 miles. Damn.
Great, man. Chilly.
Yes, sir.
You think it's going to be an early winter?
I hope so. I miss winter, man. I want the snow really big. Snow it up.
Get that snowboarding. Hey, take off that snowboarding off the rack and get up the mountains, buddy.
Yeah, go dust off the dust.
Dust the dust with snow.
Go dust the dust off the dust with Duster.
Buster.
Ooh.
I got something. Will I Am, remember his smartwatch that he was revealing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's some people that got their hands on it, and they don't like it. They said it's one of the worst products ever.
Oh.
Yep. That just basically puts it down. It's like they don't like it.
Well, it's not meant for you.
It's not meant for you. So like the wristband, the curve of the screen and just the operating system on there and just how it runs, and you can't zoom, you can't type, you can't phone calls, and it's like something they're saying that it should have been one of those products that people are trying to raise money for to make it better and better.
Oh yeah.
Instead of something that came out and said, here, this is the final product. Check it out. So Will.i.am smartwatch got booed.
No. Got denied.
Got denied by Sandia Labs, buddy.
Sandia Labs, hey, they're the cheater makers. They're the cheaters. They're the money stealers. They're using the funds for something else. Maybe they couldn't upgrade it, or they couldn't make it better, so they just decide to discredit it.
Yep.
Like, damn, we just messed this up. Let's just say we got it this way and do a bad report on it.
Maybe. Never know.
Maybe. You never know. Hey, Will.i.am, your product's still good. Sandia Labs are a fake. They're a fraud. They're phony.
Yeah, but shout out to Rick out in Carlsbad. What?
Oh, Ricky Rick. Get it big. Oh.
Get it big. Hey, I got a question for Google. You ready?
Go for it.
Who is John Denver?
Here is some information about John Denver.
Oh, that's all it says. Known professionally as John Denver was an American singer, songwriter, actor, activist, and humanitarian whose greatest commercial success was as a solo singer starting in the 1970s. That John Denver's full of poop, man.
John Denver, man. John Denver.
John Denver.
Johnny Denver.
And here's part of an answer for one of your questions about, hey, man, how are they going to take down those drones from if they're flying too close to the stadiums? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And Mr. B said they have sniper guns.
Sniper guns. Well, it's not exactly here in the United States, but China is using lasers to take down the drones.
What? Lasers? Isn't it going to go through the drones? Or is it just like a signal thing that just like, that just shoots the...
Shoots them down, buddy.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Pew. Pew, pew, pew. Pew.
It says it can shoot them down up to 1.2 miles away. He'll shoot down your drone.
Yeah. Where are these Chinamen from?
Where are these cool Chinamen from?
Where are they coming from?
Bring those lasers over here.
Anywhere. Yeah. Man, ninja. China ninjas.
It says it can even take down drones that are flying up to 112 miles per hour.
Dang.
Trying to get away from me, I'll shoot you down with my laser. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, what if they miss? Where does the laser go?
Does it come down? Does it come back down does like it, a bullet?
Yeah. Does it slow down? Does it drop? And then what is the laser made of that takes it down?
That's right, huh? What if they miss it? Where does it go?
Like,
how far will it tend to fly?
Yep. Well, Mr. A, we'll try and answer those questions in the next episode down the line.
Hey, no. Just answer right now. Ask Google.
Ask Google.
Do it. Here it is.
But I said this laser setup showed a 100% success rate, shooting down more than 30 drones. Shooting down more than 30 drones.
Cool.
So for now, the laser has not missed yet, buddy.
Yet.
Pew, pew.
Yet. that's cool, though. I like that.
I like it a lot. Here's a cool story. Samsung patents Tribo Electric Effect Energy Recovery System for Smartphones.
Ooh. Mm.
Say that 10 times fast.
Say it.
But what this thing is, it's a cover over your glass on your smartphone. And when you're tapping away and swiping and all that, it's going to generate electricity to charge your smartphone.
Mm.
Bam. So all those little taps and all those little swipes and all that, they're trying to perfect it right now. So when it is perfected, all those little rubs and swipes and taps and all that, it'll be able to create energy to charge your phone.
Nice. I'm going to swipe a million times.
Swipe a million, especially when you're playing a swiping game, huh?
Yep, Fruit Ninja.
You want to charge your phone? Just play Fruit Ninja.
Hey, I got a job for you. Here, charge my phone.
Just have your kids play the game.
Who wants to play in Fruit Ninja?
My battery's getting low. Who wants to play? Boy, yeah, Samsung patented. They patented technology.
Yep. They patented it up.
Patented it up. And if you have $100,000, you could buy a life-size T-Rex skeleton for your living room.
Oh, they should put those people who are proud of their deer kill.
Oh yeah,
they should put one of those T-Rex head in their head or in their house.
But you have to have a big house because it's the T-Rex is 40 feet long.
Damn, boy, they said the head's 40 feet long.
From head to tail, yeah.
Oh, $100,000 buys the T-Rex replica
skeleton.
40 feet long?
The skeleton, yeah.
Oh, snap. I thought it was just a skeleton head.
Oh, no, it's the whole body.
The whole body.
Whole body for 100 G's, buddy.
Damn.
Your very own T-Rex.
If only.
Said it weighs 1,500 pounds.
Damn.
1.5 tons.
That's cool, though. If money wasn't an option, I'd get one. I'll put it right in the front of my apartment complex.
Right in front of everybody sees it. That'd be cool if an apartment complex did that.
Yep. Like, come live here. Live next door or underneath the T-Rex.
Yep. Now, when you go to the museum and you see these skeletons, you'll think, I wonder if this one costs $100,000.
Hey, how much did you guys pay for this? That's it? Mine was more. What'd you guys pay yours?
Yours is fake.
Damn.
If yours costs less, then yours is fake.
Yours is generic.
Yours is generic.
Yours is a knockoff version. I got the real thing at my house.
Oh.
Slap that in your Guinness World Record book.
Yeah, you guys want to see a real replica T-Rex come to my house.
Not none of this fake museum stuff.
Yep, no fakey.
No fakey, son.
Fakies. Hashtag fakey.
Fakey. It's time to get up and wakey.
Oh. And
just no fakey.
Wakey.
Because this memory's for the takey.
Oh. Next one, Apple Watch. It's not going to come out till next spring. So like March.
Damn. March, I want an Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. 2015.
No, I'm a Samsung guy.
Samsung.
I ain't no Apple guy, man.
Get a Samsung Watch. Samsung Gear. Galaxy Gear.
I do have that down on my plans.
Oh, yeah.
Talk it up on my watch.
Yep.
Talk it up big.
Big. So, yep, that's about it, brother. That's about it.
Damn, I guess so.
Number 101.
101!
And I got a question. You ready?
Go for it.
This is from a listener. If a redhead works at a bakery, does that make him the gingerbread man? Does it?
I don't know. A red gingy.
Gingy. Gingerbread man. That John Denver's full of poop.
Johnny Denny Bird.
Yep. Cool, my friend, my brother, my sidekick, my rock pod buddy. Number 101 is in the books.
Wait for 505.
Yep. And this is our latest episode. It's been like almost 2 weeks now, but we're gonna get back on the ball and keep rolling some episodes out, right?
Get on the ball, son. Get on the ball.
Yep. Cool. Alrighty. Mr. A.
What up, Mr. B?
George Bush or Clinton?
I'm going to have to go with Clinton just because I saw him, Alan, today.
Cool. Mr. A.
What up, son?
Any last words for Rapa? This is Rapa Land.
Judging a person does not define who they are. It defines who you are.